Hi, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bercher, and I help codependents, people pleasers, and perfectionists get aligned with their real worth, their real power, their real purpose, so that they can create satisfaction in their world and make a life that they enjoy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give you a heads up on two things. One, the Everything Forever program is open for enrollment for April 2024. We're accepting 30 people this year. This is the program where you can get everything I've created, everything I am creating, and everything I will create for a one-time investment. So if you want to work with me long-term and get access to everything I've created, am creating, and will create, that's the option for you. Check out the Everything Forever program by clicking the link below in the description or going to the to healyourcodependency.com and checking it out there. Number two, enrollment is open for the April 2024 live class start. We start April 21st at 6 p.m. That's a Sunday. The information for this is below as well in the description and at healyourcodependency.com. So my friends, let's jump into today's episode. So in today's episode, we're going to explore three priorities that you need to have in your life if you're going to have more satisfaction in your world. Because as codependents, we tend to live with a sense of emptiness, burnout, frustration, feeling lost, feeling used, wondering what we really want in our world. And that's because we're highly externally oriented. We have externalized our sense of value, our sense of belonging, our sense of purpose, and other people's perspectives, their energies, their desires. We're not oriented internally to what brings us into life, what enlivens us, what brings us joy for ourselves. Instead, we're seeking what other people think and feel. And this leads us to confusing ourselves with them. Now, our lane of satisfaction, our design of satisfaction is unique to ourselves. So what makes me happy isn't necessarily going to make you happy or anybody else happy. It's about me. And I've come to know this design by becoming more and more attuned or internally oriented to my own intuition, my own worth, my own voice, my own direction in my life. So this process of internal alignment is really about knowing you from a state of intrinsic or indomitable worth so that you can discern what is yours and what is not and what you want to prioritize in your world. And there's three priorities that you need to have active in your life in order to help you hear your voice, your intuition, your direction more clearly. So let's jump into those right now. Priority number one is to prioritize your dislikes. Sounds a little different than what other people teach, right? It's like most people are like, prioritize your wants. Codependency, we have a habit of bypassing our dislikes and tolerating things we don't want in our world, and that absorbs our time, our energy, and our attention. That leads us to big deficits and debts in those areas, and that's felt as burnout, overwhelm, frustration. So first, we need to prioritize our dislikes because this prioritizes our no, which puts our boundaries into action, and that creates space for the things we want. Because when I know what I don't want, I can now have the space to discover what I do want. And it's not always the opposite of the don't want thing. It's sometimes just something completely different, right? And that's okay. But to have the awareness come into the space, we first have to have the space for the awareness to show up. And if it's occupied by this fixation of bypassing our dislikes and tolerating things we don't want, we're never going to hear ourselves. We're never going to get in contact with that information so that we can make the choices that lead us to the outcomes we want. So this is why the first priority is prioritizing our dislikes so that we can have the space to hear what we want. So dislikes, they help us guard our energy. They help us guard our time. They help us guard our joy because they're directing us away from things that don't lead to more time, energy, and joy in our world. They lead to things, if we ignore them, they lead to things that take away from that experience. So we gotta lean into trusting the goodness and validity of our dislikes so that we can discover more of what we want. That leads us to priority number two. Where are you prioritizing your time, energy, and attention in your world or your tea? Where are you pouring your tea out? Are you getting a return on that pour? Is that time, energy, and attention feeling revitalizing or rejuvenating or satisfying to you? Or do you feel drained? Do you feel empty? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel lost? Do you feel ungrounded in this experience for you? When we don't prioritize our time, energy, and our attention properly, then we're putting it in people, places, and things that don't bring us a return. And so this leads us to feeling a lot of frustration, overwhelm, feeling lost, and not really enjoying our world. So in codependency, we do this all the time. We're investing our time, energy, and attention in pleasing someone else, trying to be perfect, trying to not rock the boat or avoid the conflict. We aren't really attuned to ourselves. We're instead attuned, again, externally to other people. And that's why we feel exhausted. That's why we feel empty. That's why we feel lost. That's why we're not satisfied in our world, because we're not putting our time, energy, and attention in things that bring that return back to us. So the third priority we need to do is prioritize disappointing others over pleasing them. This allows us to choose ourselves despite other people's points of view and their feelings about it. If we're going to live from our inner advocate, we're going to live from an aligned state that leads us to satisfaction, peace, fulfillment, or contentment in our world, we have to take actions that other people might be disappointed in. And we're going to allow that space to be there. We're going to welcome it. And hey, I give people all the permission to be disappointed in me. I give myself to be disappointed in others. I give myself permission not to care so much about their disappointment, so that I can hear myself, so I can prioritize my dislike, so I can prioritize where I put that time, energy, and attention in my world. Because it's going to disappoint people. Some people will be mega disappointed. Some people will be a little disappointed. Yeah. That's okay. That's part of the process of being ourselves. When we are aligned with what matters to us, people are going to have judgments about it all over the place. And leaving the world of especially people-pleasing in codependency and perfectionism in codependency means disappointing others. It also means we gain the benefit, the power, and the joy of our fulfillment and our satisfaction. See, if we bind satisfaction, we bind safety, we bind worth, we bind belonging to someone else's approval, we lose control of our world because our world is dictated by what they want. And no wonder we're frustrated. No wonder we have anxiety, or we're even dealing with depression, or we're dealing with this emptiness, or this, I don't know, life is just ugh. It's because we are trying to please someone else. We are misaligned with our own peace, our own satisfaction, our own prosperity and purpose. To get aligned, we must disappoint others. Others will be disappointed, and that is okay. This is a normal feature of a healthy life. Is people being disappointed in you? And people approving of you? Neither of these define your worth. Neither of these establish your safety or your belonging. They're all just indicators of people's perceptions, experiences, and their realities. So my friends, if we're going to thrive, we need to prioritize our dislikes, our time, our energy, and our attention, and prioritize disappointing other people over pleasing them, so that we can be aligned with our own true value, the vision that comes from that, so that we can embody and express it and get the desire we want. That's the work. That's what we do here. We start that with the foundation course, and then we take that into alignment and into transformation. This is what the work is about, is you becoming you so you can have more of what you desire in your world. And that starts with these alignments. So let me know your thoughts below in the comments. If you want more information on foundation, check the description below. We have that start every 8 to 10 weeks or so. So come and join us. Thank you, my friends, for being here, for being a part of my world. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Go gently. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. Now, if you're looking for more tools, guidance, support in your healing and in your freedom, you can join my work by going to join.freethesolve.com. You'll get access to tools, trainings, and opportunities to work with me that take you deeper in your healing, your freedom, and your satisfaction in your life. So click below and join today, and I'll see you there. Bye-bye.